Satnam, everybody. It is October. Let's see, I'm looking. I have to look at my calendar. Oh, October 29th, 2013. Almost to Halloween, and what we've been laughing about to release the tension of this intense Scorpio time with this solar eclipse coming up. We have been laughing about howling, H-O-W-L-I-N-G, and having the Howling Earth Network, because I had said I saw a Halloween decoration in my neighborhood that was like the shape of a tombstone, said, "My night to howl," and I said, "Why wait?" So we were all laughing about that, releasing our tension. And the pressure is increasing, and of course, Yogi Bhajan used to love to tell us, pressure, and when people complain about being stressed out, he'd say, good, the more stress, the better, the more pressure, the better. You're going to become diamonds. It takes pressure for coal to become diamonds. So, of course, we say it's easy for the masters to say that. And then we look around and say, oh, I am the master now. I'm the master of my own ship, and I'm feeling all this pressure, and this Scorpio pressure with this, solar eclipse coming up. Oh my gosh, this weekend, well, we just had the lunar eclipse. So when we have the combination of the two eclipses, of course, that we can use that as a burst of energy, a starburst of energy, to make it to the next level. So solar eclipses are a time of new beginnings. It's a new cycle. So we have the balance of the sun and the moon, and we've talked a lot about the activation of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. But what we're really getting into with all this Scorpio is the subconscious mind. And we have, with our astrology this week, we started talking last week about the Mercury, the mind, the Mercury-Saturn conjunction happening actually today. So we have Sun with the solar eclipse coming up in Scorpio, Mercury, the mind, Saturn, and Moon's conjunction. All these are conjunct in Scorpio, which means intensity, subconscious depth, and moving into Scorpionic times, Halloween, the underworld, the underbelly, the dark underbelly of all those deep, dark places of power, where power has been hidden. And with the eclipse, the solar eclipse in Scorpio, it means those places where power has been tucked away, hidden, not seen, are coming to the surface to be seen. And I don't want to get into too much, quote-unquote, talking about politics or the structure on the planet, but suffice it to say, if you read some of the things that I'm reading, the dark underbelly, as sometimes people call the cabal or the Illuminati, there's many arrests being made. And the power structure on the planet actually is shifting, and institutions and structures are being set up so that we can move into structures that support life on the planet, support the divine masculine and feminine. But we are in major cleanup time. So whether we feel our own karma of things we need to clean up from our own subconscious that come floating up, or we feel things from the planet that come up for us to help transform with our meditations, our activations, it is a time of intense feeling and getting the alignment with the power of the mind, with the power of the emotions, and the power of the soul, mind, body, and soul. So that perfect triangle, when we connect the lower and upper triangles and they begin spinning at the heart chakra, is what creates the purification. And the spinning, the Merkaba, which is also one word for the spinning of the heart chakra, is able to be our spaceship that moves us interdimensionally and clears the way and leads the way for us to move into the frequency of the heart chakra and to create the connection, the co-creation, the compassion, and out of the darkness, the dark side of the moon, the eclipse, the lunar eclipse that just happened. So we're creating a connection at this time. So whatever, as I said, whether it's a personal, something that flows up from your own subconscious that needs to be in alignment with the movement. So when we get the movement of the lower triangles and the upper triangles connecting at the heart chakra, we get the movement forward, then the dark power, so to speak, that has been unused is now useful. So this is a time to, whenever anything that comes up and we feel the intensity and we feel uncomfortable, it's a time to focus on getting that moving so that we have more energy to be freed to move forward. It's really time to free up the power to move into the light, whether that looks like connecting with galactics or spaceships or just helping somebody out or getting more freed up in our own emotional body. There's been a lot of, you know, discussion basically since the 60s about from, you know, moving out of codependence and all these words that were introduced in the, you know, the personal growth era. And what Yogi Bhajan talked to us a lot about and wrote a whole book on called The Mind, The Power of the Mind, hasn't been talked about as much in the general self-development world around us, so to speak. And he really wants us to understand that he's nodding his head right now. He said, yes, people have worked a lot with their emotions, their unhealed emotions, how they felt about their parents, how they felt about their brothers and sisters, you know, teasing them, all these things. And he said, psychotherapy was really built upon emotional, he's saying emotional trauma, drama, and he's saying that's fine, that's one piece of the triangle, but what about the power of the mind? He's saying with this Mercury and as we move into these higher frequencies, what people really need to learn more about now is how to work with the power of the mind and to learn how to direct the mind. So we started talking about that more last week. So he's wanting us to continue to focus and place our emphasis on how we use our minds in connection with the power of the emotion. So he's saying neutral mind doesn't mean just going blank. And In the past I've had certain people that knew certain words. They knew words like neutral mind, and when I could tell they were really disconnected from their emotions, I'm talking about a personal experience of a relationship in the past. This person kept saying to me, just mouthing the words, oh, I'm in my neutral mind. But there was no connection with unhealed, unresolved emotions. And he's saying, okay, you guys, you know a lot about your emotions now. You've studied emotions from top to bottom. You've studied codependence from top to bottom. Now, I want you to connect the power of your emotions to with the power of the mind so that the mind can reflect the messages and the power of the soul. This is a time of, with the solar eclipse, to shine the light on the power of the soul. And that's what Yogi Bhajan is giving us a message today. And he said he's working with us on to shine the light, solar eclipse, on the power of the soul as expressed through the triangle of the mind, the emotions, and the body. So we're moving into, with this eclipse, he's calling it solar soul, S-O-L-A-R, and S-O-U-L-A-R, soul, solar consciousness. It's a quantum leap. A quantum leap forward. One giant leap for divine humankind, and one more leap forward into our divinity, so that our the energy of our emotions turned into devotion, the energy of the negative, positive, neutral mind, the energy of how we run these energies through our body, we become radiant beings reflecting the light of our souls and the individuality of our souls. And he says, just with every, you know, master, every teacher, every ascended master has their own particular qualities, their own particular personality. So he's saying to use our uniqueness, and when we combine our uniqueness with these powers, then we activate our radiant bodies and our souls shine through. That's what he's telling us this particular eclipse is about. Thank you, sir. I love it when I kind of read the astrology and look at these different books and things, and then he comes through so clearly and concisely, putting it all together. So thank you, sir. So he's telling us that using the fluidity of the connection, the water element, the Scorpio water element, the power of our emotional nature, turning it into devotion, we're able to use our intuition to know how to navigate these, what we experience to be intense, difficult times. So he's saying that he wants us to experience that, the hedge, the flow with the divine, and that we can use this solar eclipse to, again, springboard us or quantum leap us into that experience, and that he'll be riding the wave on the surfboard, the watery time with us. We were talking about surfing the waves of Scorpio last week. So we get this Mercury and Saturn, astrologically speaking, to go back to that reference point. We get this Mercury and Saturn, this intuition with the collective unconscious and our individual unconscious, the truth of that, the Sat Nam of that. And when we get the Mercury and Saturn together in connection with the North Node of the Moon, which is happening today, it's a time of really a serious focus, so to speak, or a focus that cuts through any illusions that what the concepts that we might have been programmed by or taught by something outside of us that got implanted as habits in our subconscious mind can basically be broken up at this time. So this is a time of unison. It's a time like rebooting a computer. Rebooting our subconscious computer. This is a very powerful time between now and this weekend, this next period of time. And the power of the eclipses coming together astrologically are said to cover about a 5-month period of time. So what we're doing now with the lunar eclipse we just had and the solar eclipse coming up, rebooting our subconscious computer, are setting this new frequency, this new vibration. So it's an influx of new energy to help us reorient and move ahead in this next frequency cycle. So it's a frequency cycle. So we're cycling through new frequencies. So as we cycle through these new frequencies, these energies, these solar flares that Arit was talking about, and these eclipses are basically giving us the reboot. So with the reboot, the old programs come up to be deleted. So before they get deleted and transformed, it can feel very chaotic and uncomfortable. So we're experiencing personal planetary chaos and some levels of discomfort at this time. So with the water, we still have Jupiter in Cancer. So there's more water for us and the water. So the expansion, so the emotions, the water, so whatever Scorpio is in our unconscious emotion, are expanding so we can flow in a new direction. And the new direction is the frequency, the new frequencies that are coming through as we move into the vibrational alignment with fourth, fifth, and higher dimensions. See, a vibrational alignment with the heart chakra, the compassion, the caring, the connection, the co-creation. So we're aligning with these new connections. So this is a weekend of going deep. But luckily we have Halloween to, you know, help us enjoy the depth of feelings that we might be feeling, and the feeling of forces beyond our control. So we have these experiences of Scorpio, which is the death of the old and the annihilation of the old. It's the Shiva energy. Shiva's got his sword and he's coming through. So remember, Yogi Bhajan always loved to tell us that God has three aspects. G-O-D, the generative, that which generates, the beginning, the organization, and the delivery or the destruction. So we've got Shiva. This is a Shiva. This is a destruction or dissolution to deliver us onto the next level, the next frequency. So we've got Shiva energy now and this weekend. So get out your swords. Be Shiva for Halloween. I have a friend that was Shiva for Halloween. And allow yourself to whatever you feel that needs to be dissolved or demolished, let it go. And move into surrendering to whatever part of you needs to be let go of, or whatever you see needs to be let go of in the world. So here's our chance. So you can act it out. Halloween's the time to act it out. You can make some props and get your sword and cut through them. So this has to do with, you know, old beliefs that might be coming to the surface, or it also has to do with feelings of worthiness. So as we move into these next higher and higher levels of consciousness, our feelings of programmed feelings of worthiness can also come up. So know that you, Sri Singh Sab Yogi Bhajan is telling us, you are worthy of carrying the Sat Nam, the sword of truth, of being the radiant being that you are. So he's telling us, if you have any feelings of unworthiness, you are worthy to, he's saying, to carry this mantle of higher frequency truth, the sword of truth, the shield of truth. So we can, he's saying, you can step up. You can step your radiance up. You can do it. He's reassuring us. So we can step our radiance up. Okay, sir. Thank you. So we're going to talk. We're going to bring in a few more concepts that he has given us about the mind, and then we're going to move into our meditation. Okay, so go ahead and take a breath. That was kind of our astrological update. So Yogi Bhajan tells us that we need to establish a relationship with our mind. And he talks about our mind as being our most important companion that we take with us wherever we go. And I wrote down a few thoughts about that, about our mind and our companion. So I'm going to just share some of those thoughts that I wrote down based on his teachings, which is that our mind is our most important companion. My mind is my companion. I take it wherever I go. Sometimes it's my best friend. I feel so good with my thoughts. Sometimes it's my worst enemy, and I'm afraid to tell myself, and I'm afraid, and I tell myself terrible things. Self-talk, right? My mind is vast as the universe. When I control my mind, the entire psyche of the universe responds. That's a powerful thought. My mind and I vibrate with the cosmos, and we create miracles. When my mind strays and imagines all kinds of random images, I create nightmares. Halloween. I scare myself. Fear invades my mind. Time to do house cleaning and exhale the cobwebs of darkness. My mind is creative. I can understand the creative aspects of spirit. As I watch the dance of life unfold. My mind is a gift for me to use for my expression. For my creative expression, I'm a spark of the divine. So there's some thoughts I wrote about. what two things I'm told us about the mind. And this is what Guru Nanak said. He said, Mana Jitai Jagjit. Guru Nanak said in the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, by conquering your mind, you can conquer the world. So Yogi Bhajan tells us, we can master the use and command of the mind. We can enjoy this world and live truthfully, gracefully, and prosperously. So that's what we're working with, this Scorpio and this Mercury and this Jupiter and this Cancer and our emotions. Yeah, okay, and the eclipse. So what we'll do is we will chant our Ramadasa, which is the awe, as we know, opens up the heart chakra. So when we chant this, really open up your heart and deeply love all of that Halloween Scorpio subconscious energy that's being shown, all the shadows, remembering that the light of God is in the holograms of darkness. So we couldn't understand the brilliant light of the divine unless we had the shadows. So we're going to just love and thank all the shadows, and that's why we love Halloween, because we can love all the different images and funny costumes, skeleton costumes, whatever, Darth Vader costumes, we can love it all. So this Ramadasa, we open up to just loving the darkness and the light and the shadows equally in the neutral mind, negative, positive, neutral mind with no judgment. So Yogi Bhajan's here with us, kind of like being an orchestra conductor right now, singing with us.
Thank you.
Rama Dasa, energy up from the earth, from the root, Muladhara Chakra, up to the third eye. Project light out the third eye. Connect with your soul. Exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. If anyone wants to share, that is available. Personally, I felt the series syncs up working a lot with my third eye. I felt like a sun, like that solar energy right in my third eye, vibrating, going wah, 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 activating, I guess connecting my soul with my third eye more. I felt a lot of expansion.
I felt a lot of energy in my third eye, but I also felt a very soothing light all over my body.
Oh, good. Beautiful. Beautiful. I actually feel more relaxed now.
It was very powerful. It was so powerful that I'm lightheaded.
Me too. I was feeling like in a lot of pieces before we started that.
Our master came in today with a powerful energy.
Didn't he? Oh my gosh, thank you. And I'm feeling, I actually felt him too, that he was thanking us that we could work together today. He was saying, okay, he's saying, you guys really needed me today. That is true. That is true. Thank you, sir. Yes, we did. We do. We always need you. What are you saying? Yeah, you guys were kind of in a lot of pieces today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Wow. So I'm feeling that he's saying that he'll be, he's always with us. He wants to be sure, but he's especially with us during this Scorpio eclipse. So he's saying, don't get the call on me. Yeah, would anybody else like to share anything else they experienced? I'm sort of still flowing with the intensity of the experience.
Yeah.
And I'm in this, I don't know, feels like a, I don't know, water, powerful river water flowing through me. It's green, and I feel that it's, what I'm feeling is that it's cleansing me and creating coherence, like a coherent stream of water. So what I'm hearing is saying, yes, he's saying that he's turned the faucet on to create cleansing in this river of love, basically washing through us. So he's saying, I hear him sharing with us to, as we choose to keep calling upon the river of divine love, that it is, that he is, that he's flowing through us. And that's going to carry us across the eclipse. So, wow. Thank you, sir. So, yeah, he's suggesting Ramadasa this week or in whatever meditations, if you're doing another meditation, but to keep calling upon the river of divine love. And he's using those specific words to wash through us, over us, anytime we feel feeling scattered, or the different thought forms that may try to break up the coherence of our divinity, to keep calling upon the river of divine love that keeps flowing through us right now. So that's what I'm hearing. Very palpable. Well, I really needed this call today.
Yeah, all needed.
So, thank you, everybody, for anchoring in these energies, frequencies, this divine river of love for us, and into the field for all to enjoy, strengthening the field of these hearts.
Thank you all. Lots of love.
Thank you, Sri Karen. Thank all of you. Satnam.
Satnam. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Satnam.
Love you all.
Happy Halloween.
Oh! Wow.
I'm going to be listening. I want to hear you all howl.
We will.
Let's end with a howl. Oh!
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 I love it. Thank you all. Have a howling good
night. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.